To many, Marquesa is the number one name in fashion for red carpet glamour. Join us for an exclusive look at this industry giant. We'll hear from fashion's biggest names and Hollywood's brightest stars.
Yes, it is Marquesa.
And go behind the scenes for the creation of a collection and the presentation of Marquesa's 2013 line. This is the inside of Marquesa's Atelier, where Georgina Chapman designs with her best friend and co-founder, Karen Craig. Lauren Cohen gave birth to Raquel when she was 58 years old and had her twins just shy of 60.
I know that some people think it's a selfish thing to have children later in life.
Hello, darling.
Sue Tollefson's daughter Freya was born when Sue was 57 years old. Halfway around the world in India, Raju Devi gave birth to her daughter Naveen at the astonishing age of 70. They are among a growing number of women around the world who, with the help of IVF, are defying nature to become mothers after menopause. But with biological boundaries being pushed further and further and no laws setting an age limit on IVF, how do we decide when old is just too old to be a mother? Nothing creates as many scrumptious images as chocolate. It's been called sweet and sinful, decadent and divine. Not to mention,
it's molten bliss.
It just makes me so happy.
While not quite as star-spangled as apple pie, chocolate has become a national obsession, with annual sales topping $13 billion. Kenny Easterday sees himself as just an ordinary man. But this 35-year-old is unique.
I was born this way.
Kenny has a rare condition called sacral agenesis, which caused his spine and legs to develop abnormally. When he was 6 months old, doctors made the decision to amputate.
Kenny had to fight harder for what he needs, what he wants.
Despite the medical odds stacked against him, Kenny has always endeavored to live a normal life. And Kenny lives life to the fullest.